PJM Presence Updated Quadrennial Review Inputs, written by Devin Leith Yeshin and read by an automated voice. PJM plans to delay votes on several proposals to revise key capacity market parameters by 1 month to receive updated cost of new entry, or CONE values for combustion turbines and combined cycle generators, as part of the ongoing quadrennial review process, though no impact to the auction timeline is expected. The MIC will vote on the proposals during its September 10th meeting, followed by votes at the Markets and Reliability Committee and Members Committee on September 25th, with the aim of a filing being submitted to FERC in October. The delay will allow the Brattle Group, retained to assist in the review, to update the CONE values with physical updates, including wet compression, updated technical specifications from General Electric including higher firing temperature, and an adjusted inlet pressure assumption and financial updates, including the impact of 100% bonus depreciation returning because of the One Big Beautiful Bill Act. Brattle and Sargent and Lundy presented additional information from GE to stakeholders on its standard payment schedule for gas turbines and showed that it was in reasonable agreement with the capital drawdown schedules used for the CCNCT in Brattle's analysis. PJM's Skylar Marzuski said that if Brattle were to exactly follow the GE turbine payment schedule, it would have little impact and result in the CONE for a CT increasing by less than $7 per megawatts day and less than $2 per megawatts day for a CC unit if incorporated into PJM's proposed variable resource requirement, or VRR curve. He said one reason this impact is relatively small is because turbine payments are just one portion of capital drawdown, with owner-furnished equipment accounting for about 39% of overnight capital costs for a CT and 28% for a CC. Independent market monitor Joe Boring said GE's perspective on the total payments by purchasers, including but not limited to payments to GE, should be treated as informative on its payment schedule, not dispositive on the overall drawdown costs for a new generator. The market monitor has built the drawdown schedule from the bottom up, while Sargent and Lundy/Brattle did a top-down analysis based on their general view about industry practice related to all payments associated with buying and installing a turbine, Boring wrote in an email. GE's general opinion about payments to others involved in the process is anecdotal and not the appropriate standard. Brattle Principal Sam Newell and PJM Chief Economist Walter Groff said they met with GE, joined by Sargent and Lundy, to receive more information about the cost and payment schedule for turbines and confirmed that the capital drawdown schedule in Brattle's analysis is reasonably aligned with GE's payment schedule for turbines. They said the payment schedule for turbines has become increasingly front-loaded, which increases installed costs. Groff said the monitor also was invited to this meeting but refused, and the delayed spend schedule proposed by the monitor in its proposal results in a drastically different turbine payment schedule from what GE said would be reasonable. Boring said the monitor has discussed GE's own payment requirements for the purchase of a turbine directly with GE and has incorporated GE's required payment schedule in its drawdown schedule. He also disputed Graf's characterization of the monitor's involvement. The fact that the actual payment schedule required by GE differs from the assumptions made by Brattle is a reason to question the Brattle top-down derivation. It is not a question of what Brattle assumes is common practice. It is a question of what GE requires, he said. Paul Sotkiewicz, president of E-Cubed Policy Associates, said Brattle and the monitor should present more details on its discussions with GE and data received from the company to inform their drawdown schedules, along with more documentation from GE and engineering, procurement and construction, or EPC companies. Sunshine is going to be the best disinfectant on this discussion, he said. Presenting an update on the impact the changes could have on the VRR curve, Newell said the 100% bonus depreciation included in the One Big Beautiful Bill Act amounts to a tax break that pretty significantly lowers the cost to the owner of a new resource.